Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another video game movie is in the works, and it's being produced by many of the same people as the Barbie movie. For March 28th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily, well, mostly daily, we're like averaging like 3 days a week, gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Bethesda finally confirms that they're working on Elder Scrolls 6, and Phil Spencer discusses the long-rumored Microsoft handheld. One of the most unlikely game franchises is getting a film adaptation. The Sims. Reported by The Hollywood Reporter, The Sims movie is a joint venture between Electronic Arts and Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap. Lucky Chap is the company behind the Barbie movie, which has seen glowing accolades from moviegoers and critics alike. The Sims movie will be directed by Kate Herron, well known for directing the first season of Marvel's Loki. Herron will also be co-writing The Sims with Brian E. Redman. Margot Robbie, Tom Ackerley, Josie McNamara, Sophia Kerr, Roy Lee, and Miri Yoon are all signed on as producers for The Sims movie. Electronic Arts, it seems, is taking a more passive role in this partnership as creative producers. Overall, with The Sims being a series of life simulators, there really isn't an overarching storyline to draw from. With that being said, though, the Barbie toys didn't offer much lore for the Barbie movie either, so Lucky Chap is probably the best bet to make a commercially safe movie for the Sims series. It'll be interesting to see if they can capture lightning in a bottle twice. Bethesda celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Elder Scrolls series on Monday by tweeting out a thank you to fans. While most of the tweet was fluff and advertising, Bethesda did reveal that they are finally working on the Elder Scrolls 6. Bethesda wrote, quote, "We are in development on the next chapter, the Elder Scrolls 6. Even now, returning to Tamriel and playing early builds has us filled with the same joy, excitement, and promise of adventure." The anniversary message sadly didn't go into much more detail than that, though given the fact that Bethesda launched Starfield last summer, it's no surprise that Elder 6 is still in the very early stages of development, meaning we won't realistically see any gameplay or even a release date for at least 3 to 4 years. Even though Todd Howard announced this game 6 years ago in 2018, Bethesda has a really bad habit of announcing things too early. Hopefully gamers can temper their expectations a little better with this tiny admission that Bethesda is finally working on Elder Scrolls 6. Head of Xbox Phil Spencer sat down with Polygon recently to talk about the many plans Xbox has following this year's Game Developer Conference. The biggest of those plans that Spencer talked about was the long-running rumor that Xbox has been developing a handheld console. Diving into the interview, however, an Xbox handheld is still in the very early stages of development. The Xbox's hardware team is still trying to nail down a form factor for their potential handheld system. Spencer also talked about the software side of the handheld market, lamenting about the issues of Windows-based handhelds such as the Asus ROG Ally and Lenovo's Legion Go. While Spencer didn't go into detail about specific issues, he did point out that the issues he's facing while playing on these consoles is due to the Windows operating system. Issues, he said, are, quote, an area I feel some ownership of. A rare instance of a video game executive admitting some fault for their product. Overall, it'll be quite fascinating to see if Xbox will try and enter the handheld console market. Given Valve and Nintendo's success and domination of the space, it's going to be quite an uphill battle for Microsoft to adequately contend with the competition, especially given Xbox's new initiative to release games on as many platforms as possible. It would take an exceptionally powerful and inexpensive piece of hardware to sway consumers from their currently chosen handhelds. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.